Today we are reading from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, Nature, the Enjoyer and Consciousness, text number 15, if I'm correct. Sarvendriya guna bhasam sarvendriya vivarjitam. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Sarvendriya guna bhasam. Sarvendriya vivarjitam. Asaktam sarva bricceva nirgunam guna boktricha sarvendriya guna bhasam sarvendriya vivarjitam asaktam sarva bricceva nirgunam guna boktricha Sarvendriya guna bhasam Sarvendriya vivarjitam Asaktam sarva bricceva Nirgunam guna boktricha Sarvendriya guna bhasam Vendriya vivarjitam Satam sarva bricceva Nirgunam guna boktricha Vendriya guna bhasam Satam sarva bricceva Nirgunam guna boktricha Sarvendriya guna bhasam Sarvendriya vivarjitam Saktam sarva bhutva Nirguna boktricha Sarvendriya guna bhasam Sarvendriya vivarjitam Asaktam sarva bricceva Nirgunam guna boktricha Sarva of all Indriya senses Guna of the qualities Abhasam the original source Sarva all Indriya senses Vivarjitam being without Asaktam without attachment Sarva Brit the maintainer of everyone. Cha also Eva certainly Nirgunam without material qualities. Guna Bhaktri master of the gunas. Cha also translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Super Soul is the original source of all senses. Yet, he is without senses. He is unattached, although he is the maintainer of all living beings. He transcends the modes of nature, and at the same time, he is the master of all the modes of material nature. Please repeat. The Super Soul is the original source of all senses. Yet he is without senses. He is unattached. Although he is the maintainer of all living beings, he transcends the modes of nature. And at the same time, he is the master of all the modes of material nature. The Supreme Lord, although the source of all the senses of the living entities, doesn't have material senses like they have. Actually, the individual souls have spiritual senses, but in conditioned life they are covered with the material elements, and therefore the sense activities are covered with the material elements. So, and therefore the sense activities are exhibited through matter. The Supreme Lord's senses are not so covered. His senses are transcendental and are therefore called nirguna. Guna means the material modes, but his senses are without material covering. It should be understood that his senses are not exactly like ours. Although he is the source of all our sensory activities, he has his transcendental senses which are uncontaminated. This is very nicely explained in Shvetashvara Upanishad 3.19. In the verse Apani Pada Javana Gahita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no hands which are materially contaminated, but he has his hands, and accepts whatever sacrifice is offered to him. That is the distinction between the conditioned soul and the super soul. He has no material eyes, but he has eyes. Otherwise, how could he see? He sees everything, past, present and future. He lives within the heart of the living being, and he knows what we have done in the past, what we are doing now, and what is awaiting us in the future. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. He knows everything, but no one knows him. He knows everything, but no one knows him. It is said that the Supreme Lord has no legs like us, but he can travel throughout space because he has spiritual legs. In other words, the Lord is not impersonal. He has his eyes, legs, hands, and everything else. And because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, we also have these things. But his hands, legs, eyes and senses are not contaminated by material nature. Bhagavad Gita also confirms that when the Lord appears, he appears as he is by his internal potency. There is a set in Bhagavad Gita, somebody likes to remember, without auxiliaries. I know that he appears by his internal potency. Remember? Number 6, chapter 4, text 6. But let's first read the purport, just to have a distraction from the uninterrupted hearing. So, Bhagavad Gita also confirms this. He is not contaminated by the material energy because he is the Lord of material energy. In Vedic literature, we find that his whole embodiment is spiritual. He has his eternal form called Sachidananda Vigraha. He is full of all opulence. He is the proprietor of all wealth and the owner of all energy. He is the most intelligent and is full of knowledge. These are some of the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the maintainer of all living entities and the witness of all activity. As far as we can understand from Vedic literature, the Supreme Lord is always transcendental, although we do not see his head, face, hands and legs. He has them, and when we are elevated to the transcendental situation, we can see the Lord's form. Due to materially contaminated senses, we cannot see his form. Therefore, the impersonalists who are still materially affected cannot understand the personality of Godhead. Omaganati nandasya gnanjana shalakaya chakshur militam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Nayanam. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Purvani Kacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastita Vishatayana. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, why is the Lord sometimes called Nirguna, without form? That's exactly. So he has no material qualities. So, but it's confusing though. Sometimes people, they are sometimes confused when they hear such a statement and they make up a whole philosophy. So that he's not a person. He has no qualities. He's Nirguna. So it's only, as we were hearing these verses, a limited understanding. So the Lord's energy is certainly one aspect, the Brahman aspect. But it's the first step in God realization, the aspect of eternity, whereas there is also his bliss aspect as a highest realization, and in between these two there is a knowledge aspect. So Paramatma realization, so that's more realization, but full realization makes you happy. So that's what we're interested in. Of course, not that the first one does not make you happy, but it ends all suffering, so that's quite a relief. So that's also a kind of happiness, right? So Nirvana or Brahma Nirvana, which this word is used several times in the Gita also. It's not foreign to us. And then Brahma Buddha, that word is used. So it's a very high realization. And this Brahmananda, as we hear from the Nectar of Devotion, it's much better. The spiritual happiness of stopping to identify with the material mind and body gives many times more happiness than all of the material enjoyments taken together. So, but much more than that, one drop of Premananda or Krishna Premananda, love of God, that totally ridicules and derides the happiness of Brahmananda. So this idea, when you become Brahman realized, you disidentify yourself from your mind and your body, which is quite an achievement, right? We take our mind very seriously, generally speaking. It's a problem for the aspiring transcendentalist. So Nirguna, the Lord doesn't have any, it's not like us. So that's a problem. When we approach God, anthropomorphism, anthropos means man, and then we put a man as an original form, morphe form. So why do we do this? Because we are so self-centered, I guess. But it's being done. Avajananti Mamuda, Krishna also explains, unfortunately, fools and rascals, they deride me when I come here as one of you in the human form of life. So then you just have a love at me, Shishupal. So many. Sometimes we can put ourselves in the place of Shishupal. So to the extent that we don't accept, to the extent that we are lacking in bhakti due to material concepts, tinges of Mayavad, we are very hardly severely contaminated by this philosophy of Krishna. I don't know, he's not a person. So we have to get rid of it. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtatyadi Shatarine. Srila Prabhupada came to save us, the whole Western world, of this, so that includes us. So there are so many ideas out there, right? There's no shortage of ideas. So we've picked up a lot of it in the course of our career in the material world, even in this life. It's very prevalent. So we may be affected by it. We are also a little bit like having wrong ideas about God. So we think him to be resentful, maybe. So many, where I stem from, I mean, there's so much of a sometimes aversion to God because of such false propaganda, that God would be a resentful person, wrathful person, not so forgiving, sending somebody to work camp in Siberia forever. No, hell, they call it hell, but it's a similar concept. Yeah. So sometimes these ideas are there, but it's not corresponding to the reality. Because Krishna is a different person, is a very loving person. But as we were reading in the Bhakti Purana, so in this wonderful seventh chapter in the purport, Srila Prabhupada was explaining that this material nature is just has this thankless task to reform conditioned souls. So just like when a rich man puts his beloved son, he loves his children, under the custody of a severe teacher who punishes the child. Although he loves the child, he does such a thing for his upbringing when children are disobedient, so that they may need such a treatment. So, and then similarly also, Krishna, it was explained in the purport, does not interfere with the actions of material nature. Although he does not want his beloved sons, us and daughters, to suffer, he allows it to happen for their reformation. Because we learn that Krishna is our real interest from all these experiences we have in this material world, life after life, body after body. So many episodes. So there is some good sense. So in this world, the world is perfect because there is a perfect arrangement for us to become happy. And then how quickly we become happy, that's up to us. How quickly we want to learn our lessons. And just like Radhika Raman Prabhu, he was the youngest PhD in Oxford, one of our devotees. Also similarly, we can graduate from material school, like among the first ones. But we measure against ourselves. So last life we didn't do it, this life we could do it, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So here we are hearing a little bit about the super soul as the original source of all the senses. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that we cannot see the form of Krishna right now, but we can do so when? So when the senses are purified, right? So in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindha, this verse, which is a very central, a key verse, is quoted, is it from Narada Panchavatara quote? Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Gayam Indri Sevan Mukhe Nijivadu Swayam Eva Spuratvida. So spurti means realization. We can really see the Lord, but not now. But when our senses, which are now blunt, with the blunt senses we cannot perceive Krishna, but when the senses, they become spiritualized again by keeping the senses in touch with Krishna, just like an iron rod, we keep it in the fire for a long time, it becomes like fire. So then only we can perceive Krishna. When our senses become Krishnaized, Siddha Prabhupada uses such wonderful words. So the food becomes Krishnaized when it's offered to Krishna. And we, Krishna activities, he says, he speaks like that. So when we perform Krishna activities, so we know what that is, right? devotional service. There's a wonderful expression for devotional service, Krishna activities. So Krishna conscious expression. You hardly can make it more Krishna conscious and clear. So when our activities are directed towards Krishna and towards his pleasure instead of our instant pleasure, the shortcut, sense gratification. But when we gratify the senses of Krishna, so then very quickly our senses become purified, and with purified senses we can experience the real happiness, that ananda, not just happiness but bliss, from our relationship with Krishna, which we always had, but somehow or other we didn't pay attention to it. And so here we have a chance to revive it by becoming aware of it, by becoming aware that somebody has chosen us, Krishna has chosen us. And when we accept that proposal, hey buddy, or hey madam, hey sir, would you be my friend? And when we accept that, then we are blessed. But this is the fact, that we have to get cured from our foreign nature of animosity, enmity, actually, enmity, turning our back on a wonderful person, Krishna, most attractive. So, also in the Brahma Samhita, the same thing is explained. When can we see Krishna? When the eyes are smeared, not with kajal, but with some very special ointment, with what? And because we Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu sang this song, this beautiful bhajan, that, what are you doing, Lord Chaitanya? At night you sleep, and during the day you decorate your body. Well, we must decorate our eyes, but with love of God, that ointment. So that comes by serving Krishna, then love develops, and when we have developed our love, and it blossoms, so when we with the eye of love, then we will see Krishna. Then we see how Gonita is dancing and Jagannath smiling. So then it's already happening, but not in front of our eye. Srila Prabhupada, he's witnessing it. Pure devotees. And Lord Brahma explained this, that when the eyes are smeared with this salve of love, there is no envy left. So that's the whole message here. Krishna is repeatedly saying in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, listen, because you're not envious, you're going to understand this, you know? So therefore I'm taking the trouble of explaining it to you. You're a friend, so therefore you will get it. Yeah? It will dawn on you. It will be revealed unto you, because you are like open-minded. You want to know me. You're interested in me. So therefore I will tell you some secrets about me. I will reveal a tip of the veil for you, because you're my devotee and my friend. And then later on it says again, Anasuya, because you are non-envious. Yes, therefore, I know, I'm not wasting my time here with you. You're not going to use it against me. So one may say that, what about the demons? They can also buy this book, and many do, right? When Bhakti Mai goes out, everybody buys a book from him. And Mother Gopal, he was the champion last year. So the demons also buy it, right? Well, most people are innocent, Srila Prabhupada said. So everybody can buy a copy. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this applies also to the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Das Kaviraj, the author, explains that the wonderful thing about this literature is that the demons won't understand. They will not understand it. So, but we can understand to the extent that we are open our heart to this message. So, I mentioned foreign nature. Srila Prabhupada uses this word. We have to cure from our foreign nature. It's totally unnatural to be inimical towards such a wonderful person. Right? All the wonderful persons, they are very popular. If you are like against them or not with them, then you're making your life difficult. So most people have a difficult life. in this age especially, previously people were more inclined, like 100% God conscious in the first of ages, in the golden age. But now only 25 and going down. They are a little bit interested. So, but then here are the happy few. You are sitting here. You're among the happy few. You have a slight interest or a lot of interest in knowing Krishna and our relationship with him. So it was also mentioned that we Krishna knows everything, right? Like the past, for instance. So, and the present. He knows our desires. And being very close to us, he also observes that every moment how our desires are evolving and changing. Oh, and he becomes very happy sometimes. Wow, he got this good idea. Oh no, he's not doing it. Maybe next time. And then, and also he knows the future. And he's the witness of all activity. So this, there's a very beautiful prayer here. It's a conclusion of this very important Upanishad, Ishupanishad. So when he concludes, the speaker, he says, he's praying. So we can't see maybe Krishna now because the eyes are not yet completely purified. All the senses are not purified. So he's praying in text 16. Oh my Lord, O primeval philosopher, maintainer of the universe. O regulating principle, destination of the pure devotees, well-wisher of the progenitors of mankind, please remove the effulgence of your transcendental rays so that I can see your form of bliss. You are the eternal supreme personality of Godhead, like unto the sun, as am I. So we can also pray, please remove my ignorance, which is like this dazzling effulgence. His external energy is very glittering, it's very attractive, and that's what covers our vision. You can also read this verse in that way, isn't it? Please, Krishna, remove my attraction for matter, so I can be attracted to you. So, please give me the power to give up my false ego, my material attachments, to remain my reputation, my prestige. Please make me your servant. In text 17 it continues, let this temporary body be burnt to ashes and let the air of life be merged with the totality of air. Now, O my Lord, please remember all my sacrifices. And because you are the ultimate beneficiary, please remember all that I have done for you. About this thing that he already knows. So now the author is asking Lord, at the time of death, to remember all these good things he had done for the Lord. Please remember all that I have done for you. And in text 18, finally he says, O my Lord, as powerful as fire, O omnipotent one, now I offer you all obeisances, falling on the ground at your feet. O my Lord, please lead me on the right path to reach you. And since you know all that I have done in the past, please free me from the reactions to my past sins, so that there will be no hindrance to my progress. So that's interesting. That's quite intelligent prayer, isn't it? He's saying, yeah, I know you know. Maya is so strong, illusion is so strong, that we are forgetting that the Lord knows all of this, although we may have read it, although our conscience may tell us, although we somehow know. But then we somehow or other, we lose sight of this. And then here, he's praying, so, my Lord, I know, you know what I've done, so now, could you overlook it? Could you remember the good things I have done? So, he's appealing, he's pleading like this. So this goes nicely together with a serious attempt not to repeat over and over again these activities of envy, which somehow or other we have been performing. So in this way such a prayer can be offered from the heart, and and we have all good hope that we may count on the Lord's mercy, who is famous as very, very, very merciful, and in abundant with that pity. So these are some thoughts on this verse. As a super soul in our present, past, and future, he is in our heart. He's observing everything. He's a witness. Can't run away from him. Wherever we run, he runs with us. He has legs. He has eyes to see, although they are not material as ours. But he knows, and we can just accept it on the strength of Scripture, and then our life becomes a little easier. And when we can surrender to Krishna by giving up, surrendering to our false ego, so then we can count on that one day our senses will be purified and we can see the Lord eye to eye and have a conversation. So thank you for listening patiently. Are there any thoughts from your side? Your experienced devotees? Yeah, we expand from him. So we were always there. It's quite a philosophical thing. We can't trace. There's no time that we came into being. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, for the soul, there is no birth. Did not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. So for his pleasure, he expanded himself. We are like separated parts and parcels. But to the extent that we distantiate ourselves from him, we are more separated. Now if you, like, if a spark jumps out of the fire, so, like, it still glows. But when it's near to the fire, it just, it's maybe more glowing. Or also, it depends where it falls, you know, on dry earth, or on wet earth, or in the water. But we always, we remain a part of Krishna, and he never forgets us. Like if a branch, if a twig of a twig, and then still some juice comes, but not so much, right? No. So when somehow or other we can reconnect to Krishna, just like a bulb, when you a light bulb, when you plug it into a socket, and there is power, then so bright. So that's the soul who is connected with Krishna. But when the power is cut, then yeah, like that. But we are a part of him, and we've forgotten that. So brothers and sisters, we can try to do that and apply this in our life. The process itself is very happy also. Just like now, such wonderful musicians are going to come and chant the glories of sweet Radha Gopinath, and you can relish this. It's not so difficult spiritually. You can just stay here. Open your heart for the holy name, which is a way where we can see Krishna right now. So we are ready for it, to see Krishna like that, because holy name is so merciful. He penetrates our whole being. Yeah. Somehow or other we will benefit to the extent that we realize that the holy name is not different from Krishna. We get more benefit. So, and also as we practice, as we do this more and more, practice makes perfect. So there is this congregational chanting, but there is also individual chanting. So it's also very important. Both go hand in hand. So take advantage. It's free. Thank you. Antaraj Himad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaura. Can I move this safely? Okay, okay, you will repair it if necessary. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya.